Welcome to your five for the day. It seemed to come out of nowhere. Samson had been travelling with his parents, but just now he was alone. That's often when it happens. It wasn't a wild cat that leapt out of the bushes or a fox. It was nothing less than a young, aggressive lion. As important as the preservation of endangered species is, when we're walking alone and one of those cats decides we look like dinner, it's time to act somewhat decisively. Samson was en route to see his girlfriend. He was a young man whose love for a woman was his downfall, but that's another story. His potential downfall right at that moment wasn't walking on two legs. This one had four, and beneath those padded paws were sharp claws that could sink 2 inches into flesh and then tear and rip as required. Photogenic, but not friendly. A set of 30 rugged, deeply rooted coniferous teeth and powerful jaws were greased with saliva in anticipation. Lions don't chew. They swallow chunks of raw meat. It was just such an encounter young Samson had. There's no mention of Samson's gym membership or how many pounds he could bench press. In fact, he probably just looked like a physically fit guy, not like one of those bulky muscle-bound beefcakes on steroids. His strength was supernatural strength provided as required by the Lord himself. And this was precisely one of those moments. Samson grabbed the lower jaw, and then with a powerful yank he tore the lion to shreds. For some reason, he didn't bother to tell his parents. Maybe he thought that would be boasting. After all, it wasn't his own strength that enabled him to do it. It was the Lord's strength. To go around sharing the incredible encounter might have been construed as blowing his own trumpet. Some days later, he was passing near the place where it had happened. Exactly why he turned aside to revisit the dead lion, we don't know. Was he feeling down and wanted to gloat for a few minutes over his past victory? But Samson, it wasn't your victory. The Lord enabled you to do it. Don't live off past victories. Don't turn aside. Keep moving on for the Lord. There he stands over the dried up shriveled carcass. Excuse me, Samson. Remember, you are a Nazarite. One requirement in your vow to the Lord is to stay away from carcasses. You're not to be near dead things. But there he stands over the carcass. Bees had set up shop in the carcass and were manufacturing honey. The honey was so tempting, even if he had to reach in past the swarming bees and come in contact with the bones of the dead lion to lift out some sweet honey. And yes, it tasted delicious, just as sweet as one would expect. He ended up sharing the honey with his parents, but he had a big secret. He didn't tell them he had violated his Nazarite's vow. Had he left his victory over the lion with the Lord and exclusively focused on doing future exploits for the Lord, rather than turning aside and revisiting the past, he would have been preserved from this temptation and sin. It is so good to see that heroes of faith like Samson were people just like us. They experienced all the problems, difficulties, dilemmas, and trials of life that we do. But what they learned from God's truth and faithfulness became a hammer, a sword, a shield, a fortress, a stronghold, a rock, a high tower that they could run to for refuge. The faithfulness of God became their hope and the motivation for their life. Since God is faithful and true, we must be faithful and true to him. The Apostle Paul once said, "One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." We should only visit the past long enough to learn from our mistakes, or long enough to say, "Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped me," and then get going. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.